Welcome to the Print Pod. Abantika Ghosh, senior associate editor with the Print, wrote an article, India's COVID cases have plateaued for 37 days. Here's why this isn't all good news. I'm Ruben Alex and I bring you the podcast version of this article. It took India exactly 45 days for its daily COVID-19 case count to drop by nearly 90%. From the second wave peak of 414,280 on 6th May to 42,683 cases on 21st June. However, in the 37 days since, daily cases have plateaued in the 30,000 to 50,000 range. In fact, India Tuesday had reported less than 30,000 cases for the first time in 132 days, but the number jumped by about 45%. Wednesday morning, to 43,654 cases. While over 50% of Wednesday's tally came from Kerala, the state reported 22,129 cases. The plateauing is beginning to cause some furrowed brows in the Union Health Ministry. My worry is that cases are not coming down. Kerala, of course, has plateaued, and they seem to have given up contact tracing altogether, a senior health ministry official told The Print. There is also the persistent problem of backlog deaths from Maharashtra, but the overall numbers nationally, even if they are localized, are not coming down the way they should. 7 of the 22 districts that have reported an increasing trend in cases in the last 4 weeks are in Kerala, while 2 are in Maharashtra. All the rest are in the northeast. While the daily numbers may now look like a fraction of the second wave peak, it is also a fact that for the longest time now, numbers have remained at about 50% of the first wave high of over 97,000 cases on 17th of September 2020. The average daily cases for the 16th to the 22nd of June week was 58,140. It came down to 40,841 per day in the 7 to 13 July weeks and has since remained in the 38,000 plus range for the last 3 weeks. The government has maintained that the second wave is not over yet. NITI Aayog member Dr. V.K. Paul reiterated that Tuesday, but there are a few fears now of a third wave taking off from a second wave plateau. In February of 2021, cases had come down to about 9,000 per day before starting to rise again. Even by the recent sero survey numbers, a large number of persons are still susceptible geographically too. There are parts of India that do not have high levels of seropositivity, said Dr. K.S. Reddy, president of the Public Health Foundation of India. Even those who test positive for antibodies may not all be fully protected from infection. The virus neutralization capacity of antibodies has not been tested in the survey. This is particularly important against the variants in circulation. Reddy pointed out that the immunity conferred by vaccines is against severe infection. Mild infections can still occur. Case counts may plateau, but hospitalization numbers and death counts will continue to fall in such a case. He added, the society has widely opened up in many places. When many susceptible persons move freely in a society with modest levels of vaccination, plateauing can occur. Last week, the results of the fourth sero survey showed that by the first week of June this year, 67.6% of Indians had antibodies against the SARS-CoV-2 virus. The test positivity rate, which is a measure of whether the testing is enough to truly detect the spread of the infection in the community, has also remained between 2.1 to 2.26% in July. In June, it had come down from 5.4% to 3.1%. We are taking heart from the results of the sero survey, but two things have to be kept in mind. About 40 crore Indians are still vulnerable, the health ministry official said. Also, the virus is expected to mutate even further in the coming months, and that could subvert immunity in people with prior infection. Even if, by some stroke of good luck, it does not, by October, the antibodies will certainly start waning, and that is when things may get really difficult. Experts have pointed out that speedy vaccinations may be the only option, but there again, the limiting factor remains supplies. About 15 crore vaccine doses are expected in August, but the daily numbers will still be a far cry from the 1 crore ideal. At present, 7.3% of Indians are fully vaccinated and 26.2% have received at least one dose. The target, according to the government of India, is to cover every adult Indian with at least one dose of the vaccine by 31st December 2021.